Translation in purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation first. O Vyasadev, you are freed from all sins. Thus I have explained my birth and activities for self-realization, as you asked. All this will be conducive for your personal satisfaction also. Purport. The process of devotional activities from the beginning to the stage of transcendence is all duly explained to satisfy the inquiries of Vyasadev. He has explained how the seeds of devotional service were sown by transcendental association and how they gradually developed by hearing the sages. The result of such hearing is detachment from worldliness, so much so that even a small boy could receive the death news of his mother, who was his only caretaker, as the blessing of God. And at once he took the opportunity to search out the Lord. A sincere urge for having an interview with the Lord was also granted to him, although it is not possible for anyone to see the Lord with mundane eyes. He also explained how by execution of pure transcendental service one can get rid of the fruitive action of accumulated work, and how he transformed his material body into a spiritual one. The spiritual body is alone able to enter the spiritual realm of the Lord, and no one but a pure devotee is eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. All the mysteries of transcendental realization are duly experienced by Narad Muni himself, and therefore by hearing such an authority, one can have some idea of the result of devotional life, which are hardly delineated even in the original text of the Vedas. In the Vedas and Upanishads, there are only indirect hints to all this. Nothing is directly explained there. And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is the mature fruit of all the Vedic trees of literatures.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatyadesatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So just wondering if anyone knows what section of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam we're on. What's the theme here in these three chapters, chapters 3 to 6? Any ideas? Any thoughts? Guesses? Good, very good. So we can... Yeah, thank you very much. That's amazing. And an example of an ideal Bhakti Vaibhav student there. Knowing all the details, all the ins and outs. Amazing. Thank you. Specifically, these three chapters, chapters 3 to 6, the theme is, Mataji kind of touched upon the details that are going on in this chapter. The theme is the background to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the history of how Srimad Bhagavatam came about through Narad Muni, and specifically came about through Srila Vyasadeva. Right? So these are the three chapters, giving us the history, the background, and the details of how Srimad Bhagavatam specifically came through, right, and was compiled by Srila Vyasadeva. Okay? And here, specifically in this chapter and these specific verses, verses 34 to 38, Narad Muni is concluding his instructions to Vyasadeva on devotional service, and this just happens before his departure. So we're just coming up to the end of the chapter. There's only a couple more verses to go. So these are his final instructions, conclusive instructions on devotional service, and then he makes his departure. Okay, so this is specifically really his conclusive words. And in the next verse, we'll hear from Sutta Goswami, which is the original conversation. Okay? So, one time, Srila Prabhupada was in a morning walk, and one of the devotees, being frustrated with the kind of the management that was going there, the leadership that was going on, he started complaining about various leaders and various managers. And he was telling Prabhupada, you know, how can I carry on? How can we carry on with such leadership, with such management? So Prabhupada was walking along and suddenly turned around. And he raised his cane. And he said, everyone is discouraging. Everyone is discouraging. I am the only one who is encouraging. And he said it again. Everyone, every single one of you are discouraging. I'm the only one who is encouraging. So it's interesting, if you look at the details of what here Narad Muni is saying and what he's relating to Vyasadeva, it is very, very encouraging. In this particular verse, he says, O Vyasadeva, you are freed from all sins. You are sinless. Because at this very moment, Vyasadeva is feeling dissatisfied, disgruntled. He's maybe even feeling, I'm an offender, because I haven't described the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But what is Narad Muni saying? How is he encouraging him? You are sinless. You are freed from sin. Don't worry. Whatever's happened is an arrangement of the Lord. Right? You are sinless. Similarly, also we see in Bhagavad Gita, specifically in the 16th chapter, in the beginning verses, after describing the demoniac qualities to Arjuna, right? What does Krishna say? He says, you're of not that demoniac nature. You're of divine nature. Right? So Lord Krishna is encouraging. Srila Prabhupada is encouraging. And here we have Srila Narad Muni encouraging Vyasadeva. Similarly, those devotees who are taking our shelter, right? Those devotees we are counseling, we are mentoring. Those devotees may be coming for some advice, some suggestions. Right here, Narad Muni is setting the example that we should be encouraging to them. Right? And whatever has happened, right? Maybe this is what was required to happen for that devotee's progress. Maybe it was the arrangement of the Lord. So Narad Muni is saying, Vyasadeva, you are freed from all sins. You are of sinless character. And then Narad Muni continues, thus I have explained my birth and activities for self-realization. For your self-realization. For the self-realization of others. I have not explained my birth and activities, right, for my self-glorification. So, at the beginning when we were hearing of Narad Muni, right, there were times where it seemed like, how can Narad Muni say this? That I received the mercy, you know, I became advanced, I had the darshan of the Supreme Lord. At times, we are wondering, or we wondered, how can Narad Muni speak like this? Why is he glorifying himself? But here he makes a clear in the conclusive words, his conclusive words, that for your self-realization, for the self-realization of others, not for my self-glorification. I've noticed myself sometimes whenever, you know, trying to share Krishna consciousness with others, sometimes whatever kind of stages of service, of spiritual practice I've gone through, I start to share about myself. And then sometimes this kind of from within the heart, right, the false ego comes that, yes, actually I've made some advancement, I'm doing something special, I received the mercy. Right? So we got to be very, very careful. We should only describe our stages of devotional service, the stages we've gone through, the progress we've made, for the benefit of others, for their self-realization, for their progress. Right? For the benefit of others. Otherwise, we shouldn't talk about ourselves. So here Narad Muni is giving that example. He's saying, I've spoken about my birth and activities for your self-realization. And Narad Muni continues. This is the final point he makes in this verse. And he says, all this will be conducive for your personal satisfaction also. Whatever I describe to you about myself, whatever I've spoken about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever I've spoken about devotional service, the process of devotional service, the stages of devotional service, is for your satisfaction also. For your satisfaction. Whether I get satisfaction or not, that's secondary. But for your satisfaction. And here specifically, this word toshanam is mentioned. Satisfaction. Because Vyasadeva wasn't toshanam, wasn't satisfied. After compiling the Vedas, dividing the Vedas, right, after relating the Mahabharata, all the ityasis, he was not satisfied. Right? So therefore, Narad Muni is saying, I've spoken about devotional service, I've spoken about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All the details that are involved, all the stages that are involved. Right? This should give you satisfaction. Therefore, you should also similarly describe, right, the pastimes of the Lord, the activities of the Lord, the process of devotional service. Glorify the devotees. Right? And in this way, you will receive satisfaction. You will overcome your dissatisfaction. Right? And also give satisfaction to others. Right, by describing the glories of the Lord, the activities of the Lord, relating devotional service, the process of devotional service to others. So therefore, Narad Muni says, right, for your satisfaction also. Right, for your toshanam. And interestingly enough, the word sarvam is used. All this. So basically, all aspects of devotional service I've described to you. Right? This is what the term sarvam is referring to. All aspects of devotional service I've described unto you. And then we have the word rahasyam. When we analyze the translation, there is no discussion of, or Prabhupada doesn't even, you know, mention this word or speak about or elaborate anything on the translation about rahasyam. Rahasyam here, Srila Prabhupada translates in word for word as mysteries. I don't know if anyone noticed that. Yes? In the translation, he doesn't mention it at all. Right? However, Srila Prabhupada speaks about it in the purport, near the end of the purport. Right? I have described to you the mysteries of devotional service, mysteries of the activities and the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why this is mysterious? Because those who study the Vedas, they cannot access this. It's not there. Those who are Vedantists, right, they cannot understand this because it's not there in the Vedas. Right? Therefore, whatever I've described to you is mysterious. Rahasyam. And Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport that all the mysteries of transcendental realization are duly experienced by Narad Muni himself. And therefore, by hearing such authority, one can have some idea of the results of devotional life, which are hardly delineated even in the original text of the Vedas. In the Vedas and Upanishads, there are only indirect hints to all this. Nothing is directly explained there. And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is the mature fruit of all the Vedic trees of literatures. Here Srila Prabhupada also gives us the reason why Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of all the Vedic literatures. Why? Because it gives the secrets, right, of devotional service, right, of the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right, very mysterious. It's a secret. Non-devotees cannot access this. Jnanis, Vedantists cannot access this. So this is the fortune that we have Srimad Bhagavatam. We have access to Srimad Bhagavatam through Narad Muni, through Srila Vyasadev and Srila Prabhupada. Very fortunate. Yet, how much are we studying the Srimad Bhagavatam? How much are we making use of that fortune? Are we questioning, what can I do to develop taste in the Srimad Bhagavatam? What do I need to do? Maybe I can study with students, other devotees. Maybe I can do a course. Maybe there's a certain way where I can study so I can develop taste for Srimad Bhagavatam. I can understand all the details that are given of devotional service and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the Bhagavatam. What can I do? How can I do it so that I can develop this taste for Srimad Bhagavatam? Make the most of the fortune that we're given. Right? Those people are definitely unfortunate who do not have access to Srimad Bhagavatam, don't know about Srimad Bhagavatam. But also, those who have access to Srimad Bhagavatam, right? How misfortunate they are. And yet, they don't delve into the Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? How ironic this is. Right? How pitiful this is. That we don't have the taste for Srimad Bhagavatam, and then we don't do anything about it. We're not taking any steps to develop that taste for Srimad Bhagavatam. So, here Srila Prabhupada is pointing out, this is the ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge. We have access to these secrets, to these mysteries. And therefore, right, we should really invest time in this. We should really contemplate on this. We should really think about developing taste in this. Srimad Bhagavatam. We should think about how we're going to take steps to do this. So this is kind of like the final thoughts in terms of the verse that Narad Muni relates to Srila Vyasadev. All this will be conducive for your personal satisfaction also. This is for our satisfaction. We want satisfaction, we want peace, we want happiness. we're feeling unsatisfied, we're feeling frustrated, we're feeling disgruntled. So this is for our satisfaction, Narada Muni is saying. This is for your satisfaction, Vyasadeva. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada goes on to describing the various stages that Narada Muni goes through in the process of devotional service to attain perfection, to receive this transcendental body that he had, and where he could travel in any parts of the universe. So he started off with being a son of a maidservant, you know, a very lowly, fallen condition. Right? Someone was describing the other day in Srimad Bhagavatam, he started off with being a zero, right? And then, by taking on to the process of devotional service, going through the various stages of devotional service, he became a hero. Right? Not just an average devotee, he became a hero, a role model of devotional service. Perfection of devotional service, perfection of process of devotional service. So it's interesting, Srila Prabhupada, you know, kind of describes the various stages he goes through in a slightly different way from what we've heard. Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda ki, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki. So some of the things that Srila Prabhupada is describing is also there in ways where stages of devotional are described in other parts of our scriptures. For example, Nectar Devotion, for example, Srimad Bhagavatam. So let's have a look at the stages that Narada Muni goes through and what Srila Prabhupada is describing here, right? In terms of what Narada Muni is going through, right? The prominent stages. So Srila Prabhupada starts off with saying that the seeds of devotional service were sown by the transcendental association. So that was the first stage of his devotional service. Seeds, right, were sown of transcendental devotional service by transcendental association. Okay? So, how is it that Narada Muni got this transcendental association? How is it that he got this this transcendental association? Any ideas, any thoughts? Okay, spiritual sukriti. Yep. Anything else? Service? Okay. But here it is said that seeds of devotional service were sown, right? By transcendental association. Devotional service is not mentioned at the moment. By taking the remnants, okay, that can be one of many seeds that were sown, yep. Anything else? Okay, so that's what I'm really getting at. Okay. Yeah. So, yes, how did he get this transcendental association? Yes. Okay. Yeah. But then why did the Bhaktivedantas choose to come to him and his mother? Faith. Okay, before even faith, mercy, he himself says it. In the fifth chapter of this canto, text 30, kripaya. Right? Those transcendentalists were kind upon this poor conditioned soul. And those are the words he exactly uses, kripaya. Those transcendentalists were kind, very kind on this very poor-hearted soul. And then Srila Prabhupada also speaks about this, and Lord Krishna also speaks about this in the 11th canto, chapter 20, text 8. And specifically, Prabhupada speaks about the word yad-richaya. Yad-richaya. Right? And then Srila Prabhupada said, by some good fortune. So there is no question why. Right? By some good fortune. So it was by the, it was from the side of the devotees, from the transcendentalist. They choose. Right? Yad means if. Right? If by their desire, richaya, if by their desire, they may go up to a certain personality and give their mercy upon them. By some good fortune. Yad richaya, by their kindness, by their kripa, by their mercy. Yeah? We see in the example, Narad Muni himself also, right, is giving this mercy. Right, to Dhruva Maharaj, to Prahlad Maharaj. It is said in one place, specifically Nectar Devotion, it is mentioned at the end of one of the chapters, it is said that Narad Muni desired that Prahlad Maharaj become a pure devotee. And because of his desire, therefore Prahlad Maharaj became a devotee. I like that. Narad Muni is also very, very merciful onto Vyasadev, onto Mugari, onto Valmiki. Right? And also, if we look at our life, how we came into Krishna consciousness, did we do something special? Or was it because the devotees decided that I'm going to speak to this person, I'm going to inspire this person, I'm going to encourage this person? I remember myself, I was at university first year. Couple of my friends, they've been my friends for many, many years. I grew up with them. Some of them even primary school, secondary school, I was with them. For some reason, they said, we're going to this program. Right, you come. You must come to this program. I didn't go once, I didn't go twice. But then, they were telling me again and again. I don't know why they were telling me. But because I had this friendship with them, we knew each other. So I went to this program. There was nothing on my side. There was no desire that I want to engage in devotional service. But these friends of mine, they pushed me again and again. Because I'm a bit slow, it took me quite a while until I actually, after their request, and then the time to when I actually ended up in the program. Like that, and then taking up to Krishna consciousness. So yadrichaya, kripa. Right? So Narad Muni had the association of these personalities. And then what did they do? They sowed the seeds of devotional service. Now this is very interesting. They sowed the seeds of devotional service. Sometimes we just hear, not sometimes, generally we hear, seed of devotional service. Right? Is sown by the devotee or by the devotees. But here a plural term is used. Seeds of devotional service. Okay? And then there is another interesting point to bring about here as well. Sanatan, this was related to Sanatan Goswami Rupa Goswami by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Madhya Leela. Right? Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jeev. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beech. The seed is already there in the heart. Seeds are sown by the devotee. Yeah? Or given. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beech. But then when we look further ahead into Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to Sanatan Goswami this time, then what does he say? Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunoy Shravanadi Sudha Chite. So he said the seeds, he's saying to Sanatan Goswami, seed of devotional service is already there. Love of Godhead is already there within one's heart. And this then, when watered by hearing and chanting, then this grows into a creeper. That grows further and further, and then ultimately one attains the spiritual world. So this is being explained to Sanatan Goswami, he's already there, the seed is already there. But at the same time, to Rupa Goswami Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, this seed is given by Guru Krishna, right? Prasadapai, Bhakti Lata Beach. Right, so we see that there is singular term used there. And then also, in one place it is said is already there, in another place it is said that it is given. And in this particular instance it is said there are, is not just a singular seed, there are seeds. Seeds of devotional service were sown onto my heart by these, by transcendental association, by these transcendentalists. So then how to understand this? Is it that the seed of devotional service is given? Or is it that it's already there? And is it one seed or is it many seeds? Like this. So I was thinking about this. I was reading a few things here and there. So when it says that Guru Krishna Prasadapai Bhakti Lata Beach, seed is already there within the heart. But one is able to cultivate that seed. One is able to access that seed. One is able to attain that seed, receive that seed by the mercy of Guru and O Krishna. Right? So without that mercy, that seed may be there, but that seed then is good as a stone. So that seed then is planted. So seed is there, but seed is then put in a certain way, arranged in a certain way. Certain mystical arrangements are there for that seed then to be cultivated. Right? So then this is received by the spiritual master. Right? This arrangement is made by the spiritual master, the devotees, or the Supreme Lord. Then one is able to cultivate that seed by hearing and chanting, watering that, can water that seed by hearing and chanting. And here, the term seeds are used. So, these personalities not only gave access to the seed of devotional service, but also they gave me various inspirations in devotional service. Seeds here, plural is used. Various inspirations of devotional service. For example, remnants is mentioned. Right? Narad Muni heard from them. There was association. There was instruction. These are various inspirations. Right? Various seeds. Right? Which the devotees, these transcendentalists, sowed. And then, Narad Muni talks about how gradually he cultivated these seeds by hearing. Right, by hearing. So, by hearing, this is very important, by hearing our devotional service becomes developed. So he specifically says, and Prabhupada is pointing out, by hearing, gradually, I developed in my devotional service. And then, what was the result? Result was there was detachment from worldliness. There was detachment from worldliness. To such an extent that when his mother passed away, he was able to see that this was the blessing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then what happened after that? Because of hearing, because of these seeds that was sown by the transcendentalist, then he wanted to have the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He went out to search for the Supreme Lord. Right? He started to depend on the Supreme Lord. He understood that there is no other dependence in this material world. So he started to depend on the Supreme Lord. He traveled away from social atmosphere, cities, towns, right? He traveled to all of these, following in the footsteps of great personalities, heading towards the north. And then he started meditating, right, on the Supreme Lord. And his meditation started to become more and more intense. And then he became completely absorbed, right, of the foam within his heart, Paramatma within his heart. And then, at one moment, then that Paramatma also manifested himself in front of his eyes. And then when he had that darshan in front of his eyes, it is said he was not able to control himself. He lost the control of all of his limbs due to ecstasy. His ecstasy was even covering his vision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It was interrupting him in his darshan of the Supreme Lord. Such ecstatic symptoms he started to feel as a result of meditating on the Lord and then Lord appearing in front of him. And then suddenly the Lord disappeared. Right? And then the Lord, he started to, you know, practice this meditation again to have the darshan of the Lordships. But he was not able to get that darshan again. And then he was trying. And then he heard the transcendental sound vibration voice of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He says, Narada, in this lifetime you will not get my darshan again. You continue with your devotional service. Right? Specifically, the Lord encourages him to glorify his activities, to chant his holy names. You continue with this devotional service. And you will become purified of all material taints. Right? And all material desires. So you still have something of this within you. Therefore, continue in your devotional service, and surely by engaging in chanting my activities and my holy name, right, you will attain the spiritual world. You will become purified of all these desires. So then Narad Muni engages in chanting the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his holy name, and then he meets his death. And then it is said that instantly, as there is no difference between seeing lightning and then hearing the thunder, there is no difference. Or there is just a moment. So in that moment, he relieved his material body and attained a spiritual transcendental body of Narad Muni. So then, there may be questions from the sages, or we may be wondering that how is it that Narad Muni became this wandering sage, and how is it that he's born from Brahma? So then Narad Muni explains to Srila Vyasadeva that after attaining the spiritual body, what happened is there was annihilation, partial annihilation. And at that time, with Lord Brahma, I entered the form, right, of the Supreme Lord, Lord Vishnu. I had entered into the body of Lord Vishnu. And then after 1,000 yuga cycles, at the beginning of Lord Brahma, right, I came forth again with the 10 great sages. Right? And from that time onwards, I traveled all parts of creation, material world, spiritual world, right, in my transcendental body that I received from the Lord. That then specifically this veena I also received from the Lord. And with this veena, and using this instrument, I go to all these places in creation and I glorify Lord's activities and chant the holy names of the Lord. And he says, in conclusion, that the boat by which one can cross this material ocean of material existence is the chanting of Lord's activities and his holy name, like this. So these are the different stages that Narad Muni went through, right? From being a son of a maidservant all the way to attaining the spiritual body, and then being the personality who he is, a transcendental spaceman, right? A person who, without fear, can travel anyway. Narayana para sarve na kutaschana bibhyati swarga pavarga narkeshu apituliyartha darshina. Without fear. Without fear. Right? Narad Muni was able to go to any parts of creation and deliver. And he was absorbed completely in devotional service. And doing this, he was delivering many great personalities. Here we're hearing of Srila Vyasadeva, but also personalities we know of like Dhruva Maharaj, Magari, Valmiki, Prahlad Maharaj, and so on, like this. Fearlessly, fearless preacher. Srila Prabhupada, in conclusion, was also a fearless preacher. Right? Fearless. One devotee was saying, or sometimes devotees describe that, what is the outstanding quality of Srila Prabhupada? That he was fearless. He was fearless. Devotees were walking, they were going through a narrow alleyway, and then there was this drunkard man coming towards Srila Prabhupada. And he was kind of swaying from side to side, he was kind of almost falling over, and, you know, big person, and completely drunk, right, completely out of his wits, was coming towards Srila Prabhupada. And devotees were, you know, and he was coming quite fast. And devotees were wondering, what should we do, maybe we should push him out of the way, or we should run ahead and grab him or something like this. So as they were kind of contemplating, trying to work out what to do, Srila Prabhupada just raised his cane and just, you know, swung his cane and just hit it on top of this drunken man. He almost cracked his skull. And this drunk man, you know, just kind of, you know, made his way to the side and fell over like this. And devotees were still trying to, you know, work out what happened like that. Sometimes it's like that. Devotees react after an incident happens, you know, like that. Right, a fire happens or something like that, then we react. Oh, we shouldn't have done this, it should be like this. But Srila Prabhupada, right, attentive, focused, and fearless. Another time, a big dog was coming towards the devotees and Srila Prabhupada. And again, Srila Prabhupada raised his cane and went, "Hut!" Right? And the dogs kind of, made kind of squirming sounds and kind of, you know, went the other direction, like this. After a Pandal program, a lot of persons were coming to Srila Prabhupada and trying to touch his feet, trying to be with Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada turned to the devotees that are surrounding him. And Srila Prabhupada said, "Do you know why? Do you know why they're coming to me? Do you know why they're so eager to touch my feet?" Srila Prabhupada said, "Because I'm fearless. I'm fearless." Like this. So, Narad Muni had this quality. So when we take up to devotional service, we make progress through these various stages of devotional service, we come to this point of having a spiritual body. And then with that spiritual body, right, then there is no fear. No fear. And we're able to preach, right, without any fear. Srila Prabhupada was bold. Srila Prabhupada was fearless because he was well established in devotional service. Just as Narad Muni, just as Vyasadeva, like this. So, the secret is, in terms of various stages that are there, the secret is, again and again, is being emphasized. And what stands out from the various stages is this hearing, and then chanting the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His holy name. Also, something else that may be helpful to receive that mercy from the transcendentalist is Narad Muni says that he had four qualities that made him a good recipient. Not necessarily that this was the cause of his devotional service, but this may be helpful for us to become a good recipient. So first of all, he says that I was free from sense gratification. Yes? Second, he says that I was not talking unnecessarily. No prajalpa. Thirdly, he says that I was not interested in sports, frivolous activities, like that. And then fourthly, he says that I was disciplined. I was disciplined. So the transcendentalist came to him They were very merciful unto him. But these were the qualities that made him a very good recipient, right, to the association, to the mercy of the transcendentalist. Not that these were the cause. So this is also something that we need to think about, that we become disciplined, that we become free from sense gratification and play, right, frivolous activities, and we should check our talk like this. So, in conclusion, here Narad Muni basically summarizes his life, his birth and activities to the point of him attaining the spiritual body. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki. Unfortunately, we run out of time, so if you do have any questions or corrections or comments, you can approach me afterwards. And thank you for tolerating me and forgive me for running a little bit into your prasadam time. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki.